You're listening to Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, featuring Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President of Public Policy at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. And now, here's Gary.
Hello, everybody. This is Gary Bauer. Welcome to our weekly podcast, Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom. I'm glad you're with us. Be here every week and tell your friends about us. Well, what a year it's been. And now we've got yet another week of dramatic developments. The Democrat presidential ticket has now been completed with the selection of Governor Walz of Minnesota to the ticket. A lot of people are scratching their heads this morning. They probably don't know much about the governor. And I was going to talk about him a little bit and give you some guidance. But then I remembered that JDFI has maybe the expert on the governor as part of our team, and that is Michelle Bachmann. Michelle is, of course, on the board of JDFI. She was a member of Congress, just as the governor used to be a member of Congress. But more importantly, Michelle Bachmann lives in Minnesota. That's where she cut her political teeth, and she knows Minnesota politics. And probably, unfortunately for the governor, she knows a great deal about him that I think might become apparent in the months ahead. But once again, graciously, Michelle has agreed to take a few minutes out of a very busy schedule to share a couple of thoughts with us. And Michelle, welcome to the podcast, but there were three areas in particular that I was hoping you could give us your expertise. And one of those is the sanctity of life. Can you tell us a little bit about the governor and the sanctity of life?
Yeah, I think it's very important, Gary, that the JDFI listeners understand that Tim Walz, the new Democrat nominee for Vice President of the United States, he has presided over the most radical, and this is saying something, the most radical pro-abortion policy in the United States. He actually accomplished this. This was important to him. He is run by Planned Parenthood. They're huge funders of his. And he made Minnesota an abortion sanctuary state so that people in this state can have an abortion up until the moment of birth. And he also repealed every single piece of pro-life legislation that we put into Minnesota over 30 years, 40 years. And that includes the Born Alive Act. So get this. This monster, Tim Walz, repealed the Born Alive Act. While he was governor, 8 babies were born alive from an abortion, but they were left to die under Tim Walz, because he repealed the duty to provide care for children who are born from an abortion.
Michelle, that's Tim Walz. That is just simply
It's heartbreaking. That's just one example. But he repealed every piece of pro-life legislation. So women have no informed consent. There's no listening to the heartbeat. None of that. He even stripped any funding that we gave to pro-life clinics. So he is as anti-life, I mean, almost to the point of being mean and cruel to women and the unborn. That's Tim Walz. He's no nice guy, backslapping farmer in a plaid sweater and Mr. High School coach. This is a guy who went to China with his wife on his honeymoon. I mean, communist China.
Yeah.
And for 20 years, he went over 30 times to China. He was a part, I believe, of a Chinese influence operation. I don't have evidence, but he had no money to go over. He was a part of a program. He was clearly propagandized. And if you look at his actions as governor, Gary, he put in place the policies that China had in abortion, practically. And so Minnesota is a state now that has a policy of death, not life.
You know, Michelle, it's interesting you brought up some of those things, because I saw just in the last 24 hours that Nancy Pelosi at one point called the governor and said to him, "You really need to tone down your rhetoric a little bit on abortion. You're getting too far out there." Now, this is Nancy Pelosi.
For Nancy Pelosi to say that, that's all you need to say, my brother. That's it. She's just giving him the calling card.
Well, you mentioned that he had made Minnesota an abortion state sanctuary. that immediately brought to my mind that he's done the same thing on the issue of transgenderism, where he's embraced the most radical parts of that agenda and literally enthusiastically embraced an executive order that he issued and also some laws that just make parents beside the point. Tell us a little bit about that.
No, you're exactly right about that. In fact, the whole, we're a transgender sanctuary state. So anybody from anywhere can come to Minnesota and they can have their surgery to mutilate their body or be chemically castrated. And these are irreversible procedures so that the child will never be able to have children as an adult. Their fertility is gone. This is Tim Walz's, we're the most radical state on transgender. He's embedded the whole transgender philosophy into the school curriculum, K-12. So kids are getting full on Marxism. They're getting full on hate whitey racism material, K-12, and also the transgender curriculum. So it's an advocacy program to put children into a position where little children are questioning, who am I? What am I? And if the child comes home and says, I'm a boy, but I really think I'm a girl and I want to change. And if the parents disagree with that, Tim Walz in the state of Minnesota now has made it legal for the state to remove the child from the parent and put the child through the paces of mutilating the child's body and chemically castrating that child. And after all that procedure is done, the parent has to pay for it. Then the child is returned back to the parent. That's Minnesota. And if children from other states come into Minnesota to have these procedures done, there's literally nothing another parent from another state can do, because Minnesota has declared through our sanctuary status that we will not recognize any other outside state court judgment or any form of legal document. We will not comply. Medical records will be closed. And so this is, he's really a governor of pro-death policies, both on abortion and on transgenderism. And he was pushing, he also wanted to get in physician-assisted suicide. They decided that they'd done enough damage in 2023. That's yet to come. But it's a complete culture of death that Walz has put into place. And this isn't just him talking about it. He used every bit of political muscle to shove this through, to make Minnesota the most extreme state in the country. We have a very high number of people who are pro-life in the state, who work very hard, as I said, for 40 and 50 years to protect the unborn. And in one session, Tim Walz completely cut out every pro-life protection there was. And now it's full-on pro-death with abortion, pro-death with transgenderism as well.
You know, Michelle, I've in the last 24 hours or so, I've seen multiple statements by good pro-parental groups, groups that are looking out for parental rights and reaffirming that parents have the first and most important responsibility for children. And those groups are saying, both groups that are based just in Minnesota, but also some of the national groups like Moms for Liberty, are saying that this ticket now is probably the most anti-parent, anti-grandparent ticket that's ever run for president and vice president of the United States.
Well, that's true. He's anti-family in that he wants to destroy the nuclear family. He doesn't see the biblical nuclear family as the definition of family anymore. He truly is, he was a high school social studies teacher. He taught wokeism. That's what he did. He went to communist China multiple times a year, and then he would teach wokeism to his students in Mankato, Minnesota. Then he decides to run for Congress. He and I went to Congress the same day. We were elected the same year. We went to Congress the same day. We served together for 8 years in Congress. So I know him. I've flown on the plane with him. I've had many conversations with him, talked to him on the floor. He is a absolutely hard-boiled radicals radical. When you have AOC and all the leftist people embracing him, Bernie Sanders grinning from ear to ear, I'll tell you, Tim Walz wasn't liked very well in the state of Minnesota. He wasn't a popular politician because he was an ideologue married to his absolute far left progressive policies, policies America's never seen before. But I'll tell you what, the minute he got this through Minnesota, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and Harris all invited him to the White House. Obama was there. They were all slapping him on the back and showing him as Exhibit A to all the other Democrat politicians in America, saying, you need to be more like Tim Walz, because he put into place a Marxist, communist, pro-death agenda. But also, here's the other thing. This guy is not a friend of Israel by any stretch of the imagination. I think you were going to talk to me about that.
Right. I'm glad you brought that up, because I was one of those that thought that Governor Shapiro of Pennsylvania would probably be the nominee. And I think it would have really helped Kamala Harris, because he is a Jewish American, and he's been, in many of his public comments over the years, pro-Israel. But now we're hearing that because Harris was afraid that the selection of a Jewish American for the ticket might cost her the votes of some Muslim Americans and those that are very hostile to Israel, that she just didn't want to take the risk. And she decided instead to take Governor Walz. I don't think a lot of people know, Michelle, that there's a huge Somalian population in Minneapolis that was brought in over the years by under several different presidents. The population is so large, there are parts of Minneapolis that are referred to as Little Mogadishu, referring to a city in Somalia. So I know people are concerned that he might be in the hip pocket of that sort of community and the radical Islamic trends there. What can you tell us about that?
Well, I'll be happy to tell you. Tim Walz has been covering for fraud. Somalia is a fraud-based culture. It's a terror state. And when the 18 Marines were dragged through the city of Mogadishu in the early 1990s, Bill Clinton thought, gee, wouldn't it be great? Let's bring these Somalis into the United States. So the largest Somali population outside of Somalia is here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the most unlikely state. We're the coldest state in the nation. What are these East Africans doing here? But they're here because we're a very generous welfare state. And how has Minnesota been repaid? With terrorism. The highest number of recruits to go fight as jihadists for ISIS have come out of Minneapolis, Ilhan Omar's district. And so we have a huge population that are pro-jihadi, and they haven't had any problems living in Minneapolis because they've been covered. They've been protected by Tim Walz. And how's he done that? As I said, this is a fraud-based culture. And one fraud was uncovered by the FBI. Well over $100 million was fraudulently taken by Somalis through all these phony daycare centers they set up. They said they had phony daycare centers, but Tim Walz set up an app on people's cell phones so Somalis could just click on the app and have money sent to them and say that they were providing daycares for kids, and they never did. Not one person was fired for that. Nobody went to jail, so the fraud went on, and it expanded. In COVID, Minnesota had the worst COVID fraud of any other state in America during the COVID money. And this was under Tim Walz. So with this PPP money, the Somali community, again, fraud-based culture, they stole over $250 million. When all is said and done, it'll be closer to $500 million. They set up these fake We're Feeding Kids program. And they claimed they fed more kids than even exist in the state of Minnesota. Now there's a new fraud-based program on autism programs. So they go from one program to another, but nobody ever gets fired. Nobody ever goes to jail. It's because Tim Walz has covered for the Islamic community. Why? They're his voting bloc. And so it's two-tiered justice. So you and I would go to jail for doing any of the things that this community has done. Nobody goes to jail in the Somali community because Tim Walz has covered him. Why? Because they vote for him. So this is Tim Walz. He's no big friend of Israel. So as you had stated, Kamala Harris, she was the bad cop in the Biden administration when it came to Israel. She really gave the talking points of Hamas. She'd shake her index finger at Benjamin Netanyahu like he's a child and tell him what he has to do in accordance with what Hamas wants. She's done that over and over and over again. So the top of the ticket for the Democrat Party is now a person who's basically giving the talking points for Hamas to Israel, lecturing Israel. And she didn't even show up in the chamber in D.C. when Benjamin Netanyahu came to speak to Congress. But now she
terrible
chose...
Terrible insult.
Terrible insult. That's what it was meant to do. It's meant to be an insult to Israel. But worse, she had a chance to choose a Jewish man who'd served in the Israel Defense Forces, Josh Shapiro. She rejected him. Instead, she chose somebody who is covered for Islamic fraud here in the United States. So what does this mean? The top of the ticket, the bottom of the ticket is not pro-Israel. It is pro-Islamic talking points. And so for the this is the shocking story all of your listeners should know, Gary. For the first time, a major political party in America, the Democrat Party, had a coup by those who are the pro-Islamic viewpoint. So whereas Democrats used to be pro-Israel, at least the party was a pro-Israel party, no more. Now it's a pro-Islam party. So the Republican Party is the pro-Democrat party. Now the Democrat Party is the pro-Islam party. See how much good that does for America. When you see cities in London burning to the ground right now because of the pro-Islamic movement in London, we have more of the same to look at. Israel has never seen a worse ticket for president than Harris and Walz. And so he might come across, I mean, I knew him as an aw shucks, backslapping, plump politician wearing flannel shirts. But I will tell you, that is wolf in sheep's clothing because he is a radical's radical who can prove it because he put in Chinese communist Marxist policies into place in Minnesota where he's destroying our lives and destroying our businesses. But he also has proven himself to be a friend of the Islam community so that they could steal the Minnesota and the federal taxpayers blind and nothing happened. That's Tim Walz.
Well, Michelle, when I got up this morning, I couldn't think of anybody that would know the record of this governor better than you. And I know how strong your faith is and how you have dedicated your life defending and fighting for faith, family, and freedom. And so I knew you would be able to give us the most detailed analysis. Folks, we could go on for hours. And in the weeks ahead, I know there's going to be an ongoing effort to make sure that you all out there around America get all the information you need about both tickets for president and vice president. You know, what are their views on these important issues? And as we just heard Michelle outline, there are some real concerns here. And it really does point up the need for all of us to be discerning, to study the issues, to be registered to vote, to get out to vote. I would recommend you vote early because you just never know what could be going on election day that might keep you away from the polls. But for those of you that are seeking information, you just got a head start on most of America by listening to Michelle Bachmann tell you about some of the real areas of concern on life, on transgender radicalism, on the issue of Israel, on dealing with radical Islam, and that's just scratching the surface. So, Michelle, thank you so much for coming on short notice. I know we're going to come back to you again in the days and weeks ahead. And Michelle, listening to you say all this and give the facts, I can imagine you traveling all over the country and being in high demand because you know Minnesota and you know the governor. And people have a lot of questions about exactly who he is. So thank you for coming on. And folks, thank you for listening to our podcast. Be sure to be back next week as we have this podcast, Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom. God bless you all.
Subscribe to Gary Bauer's Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, where you find your favorite podcasts. Just hit the subscribe button to ensure you receive every episode.